From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked retired Marine General James Mattis as his defense secretary. If Mattis were to be approved, Congress would have to waive a law requiring defense secretaries to be retired from active service for at least 7 years. Mattis retired in 2013. Among other subjects Mr. Trump spoke about late Thursday in Cincinnati, Ohio, were U.S. companies that opened facilities abroad.
And I'm asking all companies to keep their jobs in America, and we will work to make America a better environment for workers and businesses. And we will crack down on all foreign trade abuses that undermine your ability and your company's ability to compete. Those days are over when those companies are going to leave.
Mr. Trump headed to the U.S. heartland Thursday, celebrating with some of the voters who were sending him to the White House in January. Speaking during his annual State of the Nation address, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Moscow is ready to cooperate with the Trump administration, adding it's important to normalize and develop bilateral relations on an equal and mutually beneficial basis. During the U.S. presidential campaign, Mr. Trump praised Putin's leadership. Thousands of conservative Muslims rallied in the Indonesian capital today, demanding the arrest of Jakarta's governor. The governor, a Christian, is seeking re-election in February, is being prosecuted for blasphemy, charges stemming from a comment he made on the campaign trail when he dismissed political opponents who had cited a Quran verse against Muslims supporting non-believers. This is VOA News. South Korea's National Assembly announced today the vote to impeach President Park Geun-hye has been postponed for a week. For the first time in South Korean history, prosecutors named the sitting president as a subject in a criminal investigation. They claim Park was involved in illicit acts allegedly committed by her influential friend Choi Soon-sil to force major Korean conglomerates to donate more than $65 million to two foundations. Choi is also alleged to have funneled some of the funds to her private companies and to side contracts for friends. In a surprise announcement, France's unpopular leader François Hollande has said he will not run for re-election. Lisa Bryant has more from Paris.
President Hollande becomes the first leader in recent French history not to run for a second term. He announced his decision in a hastily scheduled televised address to the nation.
Je ne peux accepter, je ne peux me résoudre même.
He said he could not allow his already deeply divided leftist ranks to explode by running. That would end all hope for a victory in next spring's elections, paving the way for a conservative win or even the far right. Hollande's popularity has sunk to a record low, down to 4% last month. The left is indeed splintered, and two of his ex-ministers have thrown their hat into the race. Many expect Prime Minister Manuel Valls to follow. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
UN7 has given Congress's final approval to an extension of American sanctions law against Iran that lawmakers of both political parties said is critical to enforcing the international nuclear accord with Tehran. Enacted two decades ago, the sanctions were meant to address long-standing U.S. concerns such as Iran's support for international terrorism. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has apologized to the people of Haiti after more than 6 years from when UN peacekeepers were blamed for causing a deadly cholera epidemic there.
The United Nations deeply regrets the loss of life and suffering caused by the cholera outbreak in Haiti. On behalf of the United Nations, I want to say very clearly, we apologize to the Haitian people.
More than nine people died of the disease. President Obama Thursday night marked his final time to light the national Christmas tree. He offered a wish that Americans will care for the sick, the hungry, and the downtrodden this holiday season and treat one another as they would want to be treated. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.